welcome to hour two of North by Northwest on this Sunday, BC day-long weekend. I'm Margaret Gallagher, sitting in for Cheryl McKay. Coming up this hour, breaking free from your smartphone. We'll get unplugged with CBC's Mike Wise. He's going offline, at least on weekends, and he'll tell us why. And then Willow Yamauchi will take us to Paul River for a garden tour that's offline and on the water. And I do mean on the water.
There's been a 5.7 magnitude earthquake off Vancouver Island. It's centered over 100 kilometers southwest of Port Hardy. There are no tsunami warnings issued at this time.
In current temperatures, Vancouver is cloudy and 16. In Victoria, sunny and 13 degrees. In Bella Bella, cloudy and 12. And speaking of getting away from the noise of modern life, Willow Yamauchi is about to take us to a very special garden. It's on the water, literally on Lake Powell. That's where Margie Lutz and her wife, or her husband, Wayne, have an off-grid floating garden attached to their float home. And she took a boat ride. She took Willow on a boat ride up to see this floating mecca.
Welcome to Hole in the Wall. We're going to tie up to the dock. As you can see, our cabin is our home and our dock for our boats. You're right up to a cliff here. There's four sets of stairs going up to a ledge that's maybe a third to a half the way up. And that's where our outhouse used to be, or actually where our outhouse is, but we no longer use it as the outhouse.
Okay, so the question, what do you use for an outhouse?
We went to composting toilet and built ourselves a bathroom, so that's a wonderful addition. used to, in all kinds of weather, have to go up four flights of stairs, and that was not always fun.
Yeah.
The cabin itself is 20 by 21 feet. There's no running water in the cabin. We use a hand pump to bring water up from the lake. So we're very careful about what we put into the lake because it comes back up to be our drinking water.
So you do drink from the lake?
Yes, I do boil.
Just looking off of your front porch here, and I can see over the cedar logs, and then I'm looking down into the lake. How deep is it, do you think, here?
We're in about 80 feet of water right under the cabin, which is very good because the lake can have maybe about a 20-foot drop in the dry season. If you look on the cliff, you can see our yellow marks where we've marked the highest high and way down to the lowest low. If you're not in a substantial amount of water, some cabins go on the dry land if the lake is extremely low.
The lake water looks pretty clear over here.
This is what we call our natural swimming pool. And so you can see we're right next to the rock cliff and it drops straight off almost. And we're tethered to shore by steel cables. If it was in any danger of getting too close, we could let the cables out.
Do you ever fish off your front porch?
Don't have as much luck right here, but we can see them swim right by.
It's kind of amazing being able to fish off your front porch.
Yes, it would be. We do. We never give up, but they swim by and thumb their noses at us and keep on going.
Well, take me up to your garden.
Sure. The garden's on a pulley that we can pull in, but when we're done, before evening, pull it back out, and it's totally away from any land. It's on cedar logs. It's got raised beds, like you might do a raised bed in town. And then the raised beds are filled with about 6 to 8 inches of dirt. And I can grow just about anything you could grow in a town garden, except in a small confined space.
Do you just water it right from the lake?
I do. You can see a solar panel on the edge over there. And then if you come to the center of the garden, there's a hose, and I turn on the bilge pump, the boat bilge pump that's down in the lake. It draws the water up, and I can just stand here with a hose and gently water everything.
What's growing here in your garden right now? Tell me what I'm looking at.
You can see my onions are ready to come out. I just pulled one head of lettuce, and that's going to be enough for us for a week, and there's more than we can eat right there. I have herbs. I have two little plots of asparagus. I can't pick now. It's gone to fern to replenish the roots. And, I think late May, early June, it's kind of a nice thing to come out and cut a few spears of asparagus.
That's amazing because we've never had any luck with asparagus, like on a terrestrial garden, so that you've got asparagus in a float garden.
Yes. This year I decided to do some beets. I didn't do them for a couple years. I've got carrots that probably won't be ready till even the fall. That's kind of nice. I just leave them in the ground if I want a carrot. In January, I can come out and pull a carrot. have it fresh out of the soil, have to worry about storing it in the fridge. I've got some marigolds here, there, and everywhere to kind of cut down on some of the pests, garden pests. And then some of my herbs, I've got mint and lemon basil and thyme and a little bit of parsley left. And I've got sage and rosemary on this side. And my strawberries for 2 years haven't done very well. Somebody likes them even more than I do.
You've never had a concern that your float's going down because of the water?
No, except when one of my plastic barrels underneath departed in a storm, and we had to put a new one in. Because once the bed touches the water, then the bed won't dry out.
Margie, would you recommend this lifestyle?
I would, but it's not for everybody. Right here, we have no internet and no television. You could if you had a satellite, but we've chosen not to do that. It's just been a perfect choice for my husband and myself.
It's a pretty beautiful life you have here.
Yes, it is.
Well, thank you so much for showing me all around your beautiful float garden and your float home and taking me up to your home here.
Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
That was Willow Yamauchi with Margie Lux on her floating home and garden in a hole in the wall. That's on Lake Powell, or Powell Lake in Powell River. And Margie has a website chronicling her life up on the lake. And we're going to put a link up to that on the North by Northwest website. That's cbc.ca/nxnw. We'll also put a picture of Margie on the float garden there. And do you have a unique BC garden? Well, if you do, why don't you post a picture on the North by Northwest Facebook site? We would love to see them.